Easter was Sunday, 4 days ago. Easter was, should it not be Easter is? I fear that far too many, Easter was a day, a festival, a pleasant event, a gathering, an experience, a happening. But certainly Easter is more. The Lord is risen. It is the Lord's day. The Lord is risen to live and to reign to all eternity. Easter is. What is Easter? Let us go to the word of the Lord. Particularly these words of the word that we have just heard. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. That tells it all. Where is he? That poses the question, does it not? He is not here. Where is he? Certainly he is not in the tomb. The orientation of humankind is such that the tomb is very final. It's the most final thing there is. Death comes in the grave. That's it. It's hard for the human mind to think of anything else. It was that for the women, for the disciples. They thought they knew where Jesus was early in the morning. They came out of the city gate bearing their spices. They knew Jesus was in the grave. They had seen him placed there. And they were even wondering how they were going to get the door open, that heavy stone before the entrance. They looked, their first shock. The grave is open. The tomb is open. Something dreadful has happened. They knew the enemies. The enemies. The enemies had come. They hurried on. Two of them did. The other turned around, Mary Magdala. She went to tell the disciples. The two went into the tomb. There was the shroud and the face cloth. And then they saw the messenger from heaven. I know you're looking for Jesus. He is not here. He is risen. See, the place is empty. He is not here was the thing that hit them very solidly. He's gone. He's gone. I'm afraid they didn't hear the he is risen quite with the same force. He is not here. Some years ago, I was in Jerusalem. I hope someday you can go there too. I hope they don't blow it up before then. I went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, among many other sites that I visited. And I will never forget when I came down there to the spot where the tomb, the sepulchre, is supposed to be, the true sepulchre of Jesus. It was empty. He is not here. I was glad he wasn't there. Every other grave, if it is empty, has been ravaged, despoiled by someone. In the city of Turin, Italy, you may at certain times view what is called the Holy Shroud of Turin. You've read a lot about it, I'm sure, recently. The scientists examined it, and the consensus is that there is a possibility it could be at least, it seems that way, that true shroud of Jesus in which he was wrapped. Doesn't matter whether it is or it isn't, does it? But the one thing that struck me is that Jesus isn't in it. He is not here. He is not here because he is risen. Unfortunately, a lot of people Sunday, I believe, found out that Jesus isn't there, but they didn't know where he was. I'm sure that there have been sermons last Sunday around the world about all sorts of things. The beauty of spring, the mystique of the growth, the life surging once more out of the dark, dank earth with the warming sun of spring. I'm sure they heard about the philosophy of life and the survival of this and that and another thing. And I'm afraid that some people came away from some of those places and they says, he wasn't here, where is he? Where is Jesus? Just exactly where he said he would be. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man, as the prophets have said, must be delivered into the hands of the Gentiles and must suffer many things and must be put to death, and on the third day he shall rise again. Again he said, destroy this temple, speaking of his body, and in 3 days I will raise it up again. Where is he? He's risen. The place is empty, the tomb is empty, the cloth is empty. He is risen. Where is Jesus? He went to the Father, did he not? Didn't he say that? He even said to Mary Magdalene, he says, I go to my Father and to your Father. He said to the disciples, a little while you shall not see me, and again a little while you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Jesus returned into the full state of glory and exaltation with his Father and with the Holy Spirit, with whom he had from all eternity been the one true holy God of heaven and earth. He went to the Father. That's where he is. Now, some misunderstand that even as to mean that somewhere way out there in space, someplace, wherever heaven is supposed to be or the Father is, there is Jesus. He can't come up, he can't appear anywhere else, he can't be anywhere else. Where is Jesus? He's with you. He's right here this morning. Didn't he say that? Did he not to the disciples in that great, mighty commission there on the mount say, now you go and make disciples by baptizing, by teaching, and I am with you always, to the end of the age, to the end of time. Jesus is here with you. He is with his people. Where two or three are gathered together in his name, he said, there am I in the midst of them. He's not here in the tomb. He's not in the shroud. Jesus is here. He is with his people. He is with you. What a wonderful blessing and what a powerful, powerful meaning that has for us. Jesus is here. He who died. He who suffered for the sins of the whole world and for your sins, my sins, all of those messy things that we've done. Those awful thoughts we've thought, those selfishnesses that we have experienced and allowed ourselves to be enjoying. For all of those, he suffered, he died, he went into the grave. But he was raised again for our justification. Because he lives, because he is risen, you and I are free, free from sin. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. No longer can Satan accuse us. No longer can sin enslave us and control us. For we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, who sealed his victory over sin and hell and death by his rising. It's all complete. Everything is finished and sealed. And you are free, wonderfully free. Free also from death. You cannot die. You shall not die. That doesn't sound like some strange dreamer saying this. Jesus said it. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me shall never die. All of a sudden, death is conquered. Oh, death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're free, free from death. And death, mortal, temporal death, is nothing more than a sleep. That's why always in the New Testament, the death of the Christian is referred to as a sleep. Like in Thessalonians, those that sleep in Jesus will he bring with him on that last great day. We shall not die. How wonderful. Jesus is with us. And because he is, we are alive. Not just afraid of death, because death is conquered, but we live. Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. Ours is the life that never ends. Ours is the life eternal. Ours is the new life. Any man in Christ is a new creature. And that means something. That means every day we live with Christ, in Christ, the risen Christ. We live the new life with him. We live Easter every day. I know you understand that in the calendar of the liturgical calendar of the church, every Sunday was considered the Lord's Day, a little Easter day. But really, every day should be an Easter day. The Lord is with us. The Lord lives. He is at our side. And we live the new life. By baptism, says St. Paul, we have been buried with Christ into death. So that as he was raised up by the glory of the Father, we too walk in the newness of life. What a wonderful and blessed reality. The Lord is risen. He lives and reigns to all eternity. And what a privilege it is then for us to live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Where is he? He is risen. He is here. And in a very special way, he comes very really, very directly, very wonderfully to be with us, in us, to be here through the Blessed Sacrament, which we're about to receive. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Rejoice. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.